This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Tick bites, prevention, intervention, infection. Nearly 500,000 Americans are diagnosed with Lyme disease each year, yet it has long been a neglected public health problem. Pam Long explains the new federal effort announced in December 2025 and shares practical, common-sense ways to protect your family from tick-borne illness, from prevention on the trail to what to do the moment you find a bite. In December 2025, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced a new federal policy to combat Lyme disease, a tick-borne bacterial infection, with better diagnostic technology, treatment, and insurance coverage. Nearly 500,000 Americans are diagnosed each year with Lyme disease, yet it has long been a neglected public health issue. For up to 20% of patients, the infection can become a chronic, debilitating condition even after treatment. Lyme disease is further complicated by co-infections that can mimic multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and fibromyalgia. To prevent tick bites, wear long sleeves and pants tucked into your shoes with socks when hiking or camping. Stay in the middle of the trail and avoid brushing up against the foliage on the sides. Avoid walking through tall grasses. There are a number of natural repellents as an alternative to the chemical, DEET. Some of the effective plant-based alternatives are oils from lemon eucalyptus, cedar, peppermint, geranium, and lemongrass. Many DEET-free repellent products are available for both humans and dogs. Some people report that a peppermint oil soap is effective to repel ticks. People can also drink herbal teas that repel ticks by masking the body's natural scent and creating a smell that ticks avoid. Cistus tea, also called rock rose, is widely used in Europe to repel ticks on both humans and dogs. Other teas include lemongrass, mint, rosemary, and lavender. When you get home or back to camp, check your body, especially the hidden warm creases such as the armpits and groin, for ticks. Also check the more exposed areas behind the ears, the back of the neck, and the hair. Check your dogs, too. If you find a tick, remove it immediately. Although tweezers have long been the go-to tool for removing a tick, sometimes they only pull off the body and leave behind the head that is biting. There are better devices that remove the entire tick, such as a tick key and a tick twister. The CDC advises grasping the tick as close to the skin as possible and pulling straight up with steady, even pressure. Consider saving the tick in a plastic zip-top bag for testing later if you become sick. If you are bitten by a tick, consider using bentonite clay to draw out any bacteria transmitted by the bite. It is helpful to keep bentonite clay and activated charcoal in your first aid kit for many uses, or you can buy a pre-made tick bite salve. If you are an avid outdoors person, search online for a tick bite kit. I like the Tick Kit by Quantum Collective, which includes a tick key, an antibacterial tincture, a detox salve, a legume homeopathic, and an immune protective herbal tincture. Japanese knotweed root is highly effective against tick bite bacteria. In laboratory studies, it has shown activity comparable to or stronger than the antibiotics, doxycycline and cefuroxime, against the Lyme bacterium. It contains high levels of resveratrol and exhibits strong antimicrobial properties against Borrelia burgdorferi, the spirochete bacterium that causes Lyme disease. It is often taken as a supplement to help the body fight bacteria and to reduce the inflammation, joint pain, skin issues, and neurological symptoms associated with tick-borne infections. If you develop a rash, fever, body aches, or flu-like symptoms in the days or weeks following a tick bite, seek medical attention. Your doctor can test you for Lyme antibodies and consider antibiotics. And now, Kim's perspective. For decades, Americans suffering with Lyme disease were told it was rare, easily cured, or all in their heads, while hundreds of thousands struggled just to get an accurate diagnosis. It is encouraging that this long-neglected illness is finally getting serious federal attention, and the first line of defense is still you. Pam Long has given us something practical here: how to keep ticks off your family on the trail, how to pull one out properly, and what to watch for in the days after a bite. Tuck this away before your next hike, share it with your children and grandchildren, and keep a tick kit in the first aid box. An ounce of prevention really is worth a pound of cure. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.